Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
So the president says he can't go to Barron's graduation. He can't go to the Supreme Court to talk about immunity. He can't go anywhere, apparently. And apparently he's not allowed to talk either. Alvin Bragg apparently filing contempt charges against the former president here just a short time ago today. What a complete mess, Lynn. I mean, honestly,
as somebody who's been with him for over 16 years, I actually cried when we got word about Barron's graduation, because at the end of the day, what we're seeing in this Biden trial is a full frontal assault on American democracy. And, you know, never before, though, has the president's argument that this is election interference at its highest level against the leading presidential candidate, mind you, for the United States, by virtue of the fact that he has to be in court physically from 9:30 to 5, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, for the next 4 to 6 weeks, while his poll-plummeting opponent gets to campaign freely across this country without any restrictions. It's just mind-boggling. And when you think of the fact that this was once referred to as the zombie case in the halls of the New York City DA office, because not only did his predecessor, Cy Vance, refuse to prosecute this, but the Southern District of New York did, the FEC did, Bragg initially did. You know why? Because it was colossally weak on the merits. And any legal scholar you talk to will tell you that it still is, because despite the moniker of the mainstream media, this is not a hush money case. This is actually a case about bookkeeping errors. Number one, not only did
we don't even know what it's about, Lynn, because I can't find a crime here. That's why Jonathan Turley just sorted it all. He called it a Frankenstein case. You've got misdemeanors that are past the statute of limitations. You've got a felony past the statute of limitations. But if you resurrect them somehow and package them together, you'll call it felonies. What, 34 of them, 40, what, 100 of them? Doesn't even matter. This is the silliest case ever.
It's unprecedented. The president was already president of the United States and living in Washington, D.C. when these entries were made. We stand by the fact that those entries were accurate. You know, Michael Comer was paid for services rendered for legal work that he did. But at the end of the day, never before in American jurisprudence has a bookkeeping error been charged as a federal felony against a sitting president or any even civilian American voter. And so I think people are starting to wake up and realize, especially when he can't go to his own son's graduation, remains to be seen, but that this is election interference. This is everything that Trump has been screaming from the rooftops since day one.
All right, welcome back. It is hump day, Wednesday. We are back. So some of what Donald Trump is putting up with, I really, really think it's a shame. A father wants to go to his son's graduation, and he is denied that because he can't get an excuse not to be in court, at least just for that. Hey, I'm not going to be here that day. My son's graduating. They're not even giving him just general common courtesy of anything. Yeah, they're just attacking this man and hurting him any way they possibly can. I do agree with her that Trump, this is what he's been screaming about since day one, since 2015 when he jumped in and started his initial bid for the White House, that we need to make America great again, because he saw, and you got to remember, his view is different than mine and yours is, he saw something on the inside that probably few of us have gotten to see, that he saw the corruption and the level of corruption that was going on. He saw America in steady decline. 8 years under Obama, we were barely recognizable by the end of that. We're now doing the same thing with Joe Biden. Our country has been steadily declining. Only did we see a slight uptick when Trump got in there, and everything that he was able to accomplish and to try to make us look good again was just in a very short period of time. You're talking about maybe 2 years of his entire presidency, because on the back end was COVID, and on the front end, they were trying to get him with all the Russia disinformation bullcrap. And he didn't have Congress on his side at the time because even the Republican Party was rejecting him. So everything that he did that was so great for you, keep in mind that he only had 2 years really to accomplish any of that. I mean, that's how great of a job he did. But he saw what we were becoming and felt that it was probably necessary for him at that particular stage in his life to do it. You got to remember, this is a guy that's a multi-billionaire. Most of everything that's going on will have zero impact on him. The cost of groceries go up a little bit. What does that matter? I mean, he's not getting affected by it. Everything that's going on, they would cater to somebody like him. He's one of the elites. He has everything to lose and nothing to gain by what he's doing. And it shows day after day with what he's been put through, that he has been steadily losing, not just financially, but he's losing in his personal life as well. His family's under constant attack. And the latest example, you're not even allowed to attend your own son's graduation. We have sunk that low that he is denied that common courtesy. Is this election interference? I believe it is. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Some may disagree. But we are in an election year. Instead of postponing all of this until after the election, which they could easily do, they want to keep him away from people as much as possible. You see the crowds he's generating. I think the last one, he was around 43,000 people he was estimating were in attendance. People love him. Doesn't matter what color or creed, people love him. People are feeling the strain in America, so they're gravitating to him even more than they did before. I mean, the guy's really got something special going on right now, and they're doing everything that they can to stop it. Did you see Joe Biden's latest little, I guess you could call it a quote-unquote rally, look like a place that may hold about 100 people sitting down, and you had about 30% of that filled. There might have been about 30 people there. I mean, it's pitiful. We are back to where we were in 2020, where we had all these concerns that there's something wrong with the election, because seeing there is no energy around the Biden campaign at all. There's no excitement. People are just they're not even getting out there. They're not lining the streets for miles and miles to see the limousine go by like they do for Trump. They're not packing in these stadiums, packing anywhere from, I mean, if you're drawing a crowd of 5,000 people, it's a lot of people. I mean, it may not sound like a lot when you're used to hearing numbers like people going to the Super Bowl and there's 100,000 people and everything. That's great. But we're talking about politics here. We're not talking about sports. We're not talking about entertainment. We're talking about something a little bit more boring. If you're packing even 5,000 people in there, you're having a pretty good night. So when you get a guy that's putting 45, 50,000 people in a stadium packing in to talk about politics, that's a special guy. A real special guy. I mean, he's doing what he feels needs to be done, and they are doing everything that they can to stop him from being successful. I don't know how this plays out in the end, but they're doing a good job of, at a minimum, pissing him off. More than likely, they're doing a good job at keeping him away from the people. You know, we talked about this just yesterday. Yeah, he's a people person. Everybody that I've talked to, anybody that meets him, anybody you watch that talks about him, he seems like a people person. These people really like him. He changes their minds after they meet him. You got people that are Democrats, and they're there in an angry way to see him, and then they get a moment with him, and he takes the time to talk to these people for a few minutes, and in just that few short minutes, all of a sudden, these people come out with a revelation. They turn from, I actually like this guy. I could support this guy. I could get behind this guy, and it just grows from there. This is a special person. And, you know, for me, I believe that God can use anybody for anything that he wants. If you if you read the Bible, you'll see that God uses a lot of times the most unlikely of a person, and he used them for what he needed them for because he designed them for that. what's going on with Trump right now, I believe God is using him as an instrument because he is designed for it. Do you know anybody else that could take the abuse that this man has been taking for the past 8 years and still wake up every day, put on his, looking flawless, put on his suit, brush off his shoes, comb his big old gigantic hair, go out there and start slugging again. Doesn't miss a beat. You never see him down. You never see him hurt. You never see him rubbing and holding his head. He's just got a stone face. He's good. I don't see too many people that can do that. And I believe that the only way that he can manage something like that is through divine intervention. I don't think that as men, I don't think we have that much strength in us. You know, you can sustain that for a while. You can withstand it for a while. But there comes a breaking point. 8 years, this man, him, his family, his friends, anybody that worked with him in Congress, they have attacked everything around him. And like I said, every day he gets up and he's ready to come out and give you some more chin checkers. he's a bad dude. I don't know what's to come of all these trials. You know, they're coming from every angle possible. They're trying to work anything that they can out. Like you said, this one was a Frankenstein case, and I think most of us thought this one with Braggs was pretty much done because it looked like such a joke from the beginning, and I'm sure it's still done today. He may lose. You know, you got to remember where the trials are being held. You may lose initially, but then when we go for round two, usually he'll come out victorious. As far as the rest of the cases go, with Fannie Willis and everything is, they're all shaky. They're barely able to hang on. So we just got to wait and see how everything plays out. Doesn't always play out our way. It's going to heavily depend on whose courtroom it's in and what happens there and what pool of people are being pulled for jurors and all these things. So it's just, there's so many unknowns. There's so many variables. We're just going to have to wait and see how it all shakes out in the end. But I think he's going to be victorious in the end. And ultimately, I'd like to see him get reelected as president and have some of these cases still go on and just have the privilege of going in there and pardoning himself and his family and his friends and anybody else that has anything to do with him at all, pardon them of everything so that the left can just go it crazy and explode. I mean, can you imagine the news stories? It's going to be just mantastic. it's going to be amazing to watch their heads just explode. Oh my God, I can't believe it. This guy gets president and he just erases all of his misdeeds. This is an injustice. This is not democracy. He's a communist leader. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be epic. I hope he gets that opportunity, and I will certainly vote the right way and encourage everybody else to vote for him, and I hope to give him that opportunity because I think that'll be excellent. I tweeted out earlier from the Daily Mail. This is, you guys are going to like this. So, a mutant strain of monkeypox that has quote unquote pandemic potential has been found in a town in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The virus is a descendant of the deadlier one monkeypox strain, but has evolved to become even more infectious and better at evading tests than its predecessor. The concerning discovery was made in Kamatuga, I think, a poor densely populated gold mining town that is feared to be ripe for an explosive outbreak. So far, they have found 108 cases there. Researchers who detailed the virus in preprint have called for urgent measures to contain the virus and to avoid a global outbreak. Isn't it nice how all of this comes just right in time? I know you're thinking it, I'm thinking it, everybody's thinking it, everybody that's reading this is thinking it. It just comes right in time. We're going into May right now. We're right there for the next election. Let's lock everybody down, make everybody wear masks, tell everybody we're going to do mail-in voting again, and all of a sudden, Trump's last shot at becoming president will just slip away from him, and somehow, some way, sleepy creepy will be able to hold on to the White House. I mean, isn't it ironic? Because I think so. Without intervention, the This outbreak harbors the potential to spread nationally and internationally. The authors wrote on this, given the recent history of the Mpox outbreaks in DRC, we advocate for swift action by endemic countries and the international community to avert another global Mpox outbreak. I would like you to keep it. I would like to just remind everybody that although it is not exclusive, monkeypox generally is more of a homosexual disease. It's not exclusive, obviously, to them. I think anybody can get this variant of it or get it in general, but it does, if you remember the first go-around, it's more heavily with the homosexual community. Nonetheless, I mean, it's bad if you get it. You want to get treated, and you've seen some real horror stories about it. But I just think it's, I think it's ironic that we're just before an election. We're starting to hear about this now. We're about 6 months out, and gives them just enough time for this to kind of spread around the world, do the whole song and dance, try to lock everybody back up, and then we're back to square one, just like we were for the 2020 election. I don't know how stupid they think Americans are, but they do know that Americans do tolerate a lot of nonsense because they throw a lot of bullcrap at us every single day, and there are a lot of people that just agree with it, go with it, and don't really make any fuss or any noise about it, and I wouldn't put it past them to try it again. Let's put it that way. So just know that if you start hearing more and more about monkeypox, this has a potential to be the next pandemic that's going to strike the globe, and that it's just, I personally, you could say, you know, Fatty personally thinks that it's very ironic that it happens to be coming just 6 short months before Election Day.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.